News.
It's 2 degrees and sunny. I'm John Baldrick with 91X News. RCMP in Alberta have laid murder charges. Quinte Area Schools now have a new tool to teach children the dangers of flash flowing water. Quinte Conservation has released its Spring Water Awareness Program, a program designed to help keep children safe around fast-moving water. It was introduced by Conservation Education Coordinator Nicole Campbell, who says that while the program is mostly for young children, everyone should be aware of the danger.
The program is geared toward children from grades K to 6, but we still want to make sure that the public is aware of it as well, so that's why it's been able to be accessed on the website.
This is the fourth year for the program. The RCMP have now charged a man with 2 counts of attempted murder following the shooting of 2 officers near Killam, Alberta. But there's still no word on where the suspect is. Police have described 27-year-old Sawyer Robison as a person of interest after he was seen driving away from a home where the 2 Mounties were wounded on Tuesday. They had been trying to execute a search warrant. A man was also found dead inside the house, but police have not released his identity. The Supreme Court of Canada has dismissed an appeal that would label internet service providers as broadcasters. The court sided unanimously with the Federal Court of Appeal ruling, which said that the service providers are not part of the Broadcasting Act. The Loyalist College Choir hosted an open house last night. Christine Holsler has the story.
There were only a few new faces, and maybe not the turnout organizers were hoping for. But everyone still had fun at choir practice last night. The choir sings songs like Not Ready to Make Nice. Don't Stop Believing. Just a small town girl, and Hallelujah. Choir director John McFarlane says he's not sure where the choir will go from here, but has hopes it will continue.
I think it could really develop into something that not only is successful, but even has a tradition of some sort, you know, where people come back.
The choir meets every Wednesday at Loyalist College at 5:30 in Alumni Hall. Christine Hosler, 91X News.
The choir meets from 5:30 until 7:30. Ontario's governing Liberals are stepping in to change a controversial pricing plan created by Stewardship Ontario for the recycling of hazardous waste. The government released a new regulation today that will ensure producers pay the actual cost of waste disposal rather than a projected cost estimated by Stewardship Ontario. It would change the payment system from one based on per unit of packaged material to a lump sum system. That's 91X to 301. Here's Dan Canatero with sports.
Good afternoon. I'm Dan Canatero with 91X Sports. The Conference Board of Canada has released a report stating Canada could support as many as 9 NHL teams. Quebec City and Hamilton are the most suitable cities for the league to look if there were to be expansion. There are 7 Canadian teams at the moment, and the NHL has to be running the Coyotes franchise for the past 3 seasons. Recent reports also mention that Quebec City is a leading potential landing place for the Coyotes. The Vancouver Canucks were hit with some great news today, as Captain Henrik Sedin does not have any broken bones in his foot. He has the second longest streak in the league with 552 consecutive games played. The Swede took part in the morning skate and is a game-time decision for tonight's contest against the Minnesota Wild. On the other side of that, Wild captain Mikko Koivu will return to action tonight. Koivu missed 8 straight games of a shoulder injury, has previously played in only 12 games this season, or missed only 12 games this season. There were a few minor deals in the Major League Baseball today. Cincinnati Reds have now finalized deal with Canadian left-handed pitcher Jeff Francis and outfielder Ryan Ludwig. The 33-year-old Ryan Ludwig earned a 2-year contract, $2 million a season, and $5 million next season. There was also bonuses involved on his performance. The Las Vegas native spent last season with the San Diego Padres, batted only .237, but belted 13 home runs and 75 RBIs. That's sports. Here's John Baldrick, 91X Weather.
Wow. Today, sunny with a high of +4. Tonight, clear and a low of -4. Friday, increasing cloudiness, periods of snow beginning late in the afternoon, amounting to about 2 centimeters, and a high of +1. Right now, it's 2 degrees. I'm John Baldrick with Dan Canatero, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4 o'clock.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.